Part 1. The Mandate for Capitalism. Chapter 1. The Dirge of Triumph. The most important event in the recent history of ideas is the demise of the socialist dream. Dreams always die when they come true, and the utter failure of socialism everywhere, in every partial and plenary form, leaves little room for idealistic reverie. In the United States, until recently, socialism had chiefly ruled in auditoria and parish parlors, among encounter groups of leftist intellectuals retreating from the real world outside, where socialist ideals have withered in the shadows of Stalin and Mao, Sweden and Tanzania, Gulag and bureaucracy. The second most important event of the recent era is the failure of capitalism to win a corresponding triumph. For within the colleges, councils, governments, and churches from which arise the nebulous but nonetheless identifiable airs and movements of new opinion, the manifest achievements of free enterprise still seem less comely than the promises of socialism betrayed. If socialism is dead, in some sense intellectually bankrupt, morally defunct, as they say, why does the capitalist vision seem to teeter so precariously over the same ash can of history? Why do the same writers who most tellingly confute the collectivist argument sing praises of free enterprise only in an almost elegiac tone, writing staunch conservative tracts that end in the cadences of a dirge for their favored beliefs? Though sung in varied harmonies and arrangements, it is undeniably a dirge. It is a curious fact that the celebrated group of neoconservative intellectuals, heralded as saviors of business, discusses the nature and future of capitalism in the same dolorous idiom used by some of the chastened but still assured advocates of socialism.